Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, y'all. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad? Oh, it's a beautiful day today. And the Lord allowed us all to see it. He came by and touched us with a finger of love this morning. Oh, we just thank him. We wouldn't even be able to breathe or move or do anything if he had not came by and touched you this morning and let your golden moments roll on just a little while longer, giving us a chance to get it right. Oh, yes, get right, church, and let's go home. I know they're not talking about home now. They're saying heaven is right here on earth, but the devil is a liar, changing everything, you know, to deceive many. He said many will be deceived in this last hour. Don't let it be you on today. If you don't have to be deceived, we have the word of God. Lord, we just thank you and praise you this morning for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We ask that you will minister to us in a special way today. We pray that you will unstop deaf ears and uncover eyes today, oh God, that they will recognize the signs of the time. We just thank you, oh God, for everything that you've done, everything you still yet doing, even in the midst of this pandemic all around about us and people are losing their lives, oh God. But you still are God Almighty, and we thank you for it on today. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength on today, and have your way in Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we just thank you on today. We thank him. Do you thank him this morning? I bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that's within me, I bless his holy name. You know, as I said, we're seeing so much taking place around about us today. And, you know, I had an article from 1999 talks about witchcraft in America. God knows the enemy is at work. He knows that he's running out of time. He knows that Jesus is soon to come. But over the weekend, I've been studying about these four brothers, thinking about these two brothers from the book of Samuel. Let's go there. The book of Samuel this morning. Let's talk about these two brothers that was doing in and everything in the house of God. That's why, you know, I was kind of like going over that because you see so much dirt and so many changes that have taken place in God's house because the body of Christ did not watch and pray and seek God's face like we're supposed to. We didn't keep watch. And also these leaders, they didn't keep watch. They're supposed to be watching for your soul. That's why we have church. I mean, why are we having church if you're not going to tell you about the kingdom of heaven and hell? And if you don't live right, hell is going to be your home. I know people don't want to talk about it. You should go with that hell stuff again, but it's in the word of God. And we're here at the Ready Church trying to help you to be ready because we don't want you to make hell your home. We want you to choose life, choose Christ on today. That's our mission over here, is to help you to contend for the faith, those that are in the faith, and those that are not in the faith to get in the faith before time is too late. Get in there.
run in the house. He's knocking at the door of your heart this morning, saying, won't you let me in? I'm knocking. He's knocking because he loves you. You know, with all the destruction around about you, he cares for your soul. The word of God says no man cares for your soul, but Jesus does. He's the one that made you and not you yourself. On today, we're giving more allegiance to the creation than the creator. It is he that has made us. God made us to glorify him, to lift him up. To, you know, he made us for himself. And we know that we're running out of time, and we know that the enemy, you know, he's just lurking everywhere, seeking whom he may devour. He know that his time is running out. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy your life on today. But we at the Ready Church are trying to help you to be ready. Every minute, every second, every hour, somebody's leaving here. Oh, you may not know somebody that's gone, but if you look around, you'll see that even in the newspaper or your computer somewhere, constantly people are leaving here. It's time to run. Run like never before. Run for your life. It's a personal journey, y'all. You got to stand before an awesome and mighty God and give an account of what we've done here. This is our dressing up room right here to get you prepared to where you're going. And as soon as you leave here, you go immediately to whom you serve. Your soul will go immediately to whom you serve. If you serve the devil, you're going to hell. And if you serve God, you're going to heaven. It's just plain and simple. Two kingdoms, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of Satan. And which kingdom do you want to be in on today? Let's go, before I go to Samuel, let's go to Revelation right quick. I want to break something down to you real quick here. It seems that people are being so deceived. You know, I said, Lord, help me to help somebody along this way so that my living won't be in vain. Revelation 12 and verse 9. Let's find out what Satan's doing and where he's at this morning. We always got to have a foundation. You always got to have a foundation. A house is not built without a foundation. And the enemy wants to tear down the foundational truth today. But we want you to get back the truth. Run for your life. Don't you see all the destruction around about you? Don't you see the chaos all around about you? Jesus still yet loves you and cares for you enough to let you find out the truth on today. And we here at the Ready Church want you to recognize what the truth is. And verse 9 says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. Did it say half of the world? It said the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Have you not heard that the devil was kicked out of heaven and a third of the angels was kicked out with him? And what is his job? Let's go to Job real quick. Job, so you can understand where we're coming from. Job. Job 2:2. Okay, I should have had this together, but I don't never know what way the Lord is going to lead me. I just said, Lord, speak through my lips of clay and think through my mind. I just want to make a difference myself, y'all. I know the time is winding up, and I know that Jesus is soon to come. And Job 2:2 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, look, he's talking to Satan here. He said, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord, since y'all think he don't exist. Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and for in the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil, who avoideth evil. And let's go to Job 1 and verse 7. it says again, and the Lord talking to Satan, okay, we know that he was kicked out into the earth. Where do you live at? Are you on the earth this morning? Come on. Wake up. Where are you? You're on the earth. Verse 7 says of one, Job, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said unto him, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. Oh, yes. And we know that John 10:10 says that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life this morning. But we here at the Redded Church are out here to warn you that you don't have to let the devil destroy your life, because in that same verse, it says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. The word of God said, but Jesus came to give you life and that life more abundantly. Who wouldn't want abundant life this morning? Do you want abundant life? Are you not seeing what's taking place around about you, all the depopulation that's going on? You know, we had a video years ago about Bill Gates, you know, talking about these vaccines and how they was going to come and try to depopulate the earth, and they're doing exactly what they say they're going to do. Man is going to destroy himself. And, you know, it's just so much going on. We just want you to run. Please run for your life. Just like I said, heaven is in here. Hell is in here, too. You cannot take it away. And even if you snatch it out, don't mean it's going away. Hell is real. Satan is real. Who do you think is killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives? It's not God. It's the devil. He does not love you. He wants your soul. God wants your soul. Satan wants your soul. There's a constant war and battle for your soul. There's going to be an end to this thing. You're going to give an account one day. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I know the enemy has used so many of these leaders. Oh, so disturbing. He has used so many of these leaders to get you off track. They were paid, their foolish shepherd. The word of God call them dumb dogs. They're too lazy to bark, you know, because they've been paid off. It's all about money, the games and the tricks and the cunningness and the craftiness that the enemy is using for to get your soul. Run. Come on, run for your life. And I said, I was reading in 1 Samuel. Chapter 2 and verse 22 about these brothers. I'm talking about these two brothers right now, then I'll talk about the other two brothers in a few minutes if I get a chance here. But anyway, I want you to know how the enemy has used the church and used the leaders and used their children. I mean, come on, man. The devil don't care who he used. All he needs is a vessel. A vessel to use. He wants to use you. If you make yourself available to him, to listen to him, to do what he says do, he will use you. And your ultimate goal is destruction. He just told you. Okay, it says, now Eli was very old and heard all that his son did unto all Israel, and how they laid with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle, talking about the house of God, of the congregation, and he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I have heard of your evil dealings by all the people. Everybody was talking about Eli's son, how they were, you know, messing with the women in the church, having babies with the young ladies that you supposed to be, you know, ministering to. You know, these leaders are supposed to be ministering to these young women and men when they come into the house of God. That's why they come there, to receive the word of God, to get instructions for their lives on daily living, how to live right, how to be protected. And the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. But here it says that he was getting at his son, asking them why were they doing such a thing, and talking about how the people in the church were talking about his sons You know, just like you hear about Jamal Brand and all these other leaders supposed to be leading people to truth, and you leading them to error. They're doing everything and fornicating and adultery and everything in the house of God. This is what these two boys was doing, and their father had taught them not to do that. And as I was saying in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 22, now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they were laying with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle, talking about the house of God, of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do such things? For I heard of the evil dealings of all these people. He heard what was going on in there. He said, nay, my son, for it is no good report that I hear. He said, it's not a good thing that I'm hearing here, sons. It's not good. And a lot of these leaders, they hearing things and they letting in and everything go on in God's house. How are people going to know truth? How are they going to know right from wrong if you don't teach them? The leaders are supposed to be teaching you right from wrong. Just like at home, your parents are supposed to teach you right from wrong. They're supposed to train you. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he get old, he cannot depart from it. So there are basic instructions at home. There are basic instructions when you go out. There are rules everywhere. I know they saying the church have a bunch of rules. There are rules everywhere. You go to the grocery store, there's rules. You can't come in there a certain way. And there are rules in the courthouse. You just can't walk in there any kind of way. There are rules on your job. You just can't go in there and take over the job. There are rules. But the devil don't want rules in the house of God, because he wants chaos and confusion in your life. He wants you to be, he wants everything to be chaotic in your life, where you have no direction. And if you have no direction, you have no protection. Jesus is your protection. There's something about the name Jesus. That's why the devil don't want you to call it on the name of Jesus, because he knows there's power in the name of Jesus. He's used these foolish shepherds, as I said, with money to allure you away from truth so that you won't be able to hear and recognize truth. Even with this charismatic movement that Carlton Pearson, T.D. Jakes, all these were under, and this council of ministers, and it's all, they're all connected, y'all. You better watch the pieces of the puzzle. The pieces of the puzzle always fit and come together. They're working to destroy this nation. And a nation without God shall be what? Cast down. That's what the word says. But anyway, we're getting back to the scripture. I get so upset when I see the things that are taking place and the doorways that the enemy is using. That's why the Bible told us, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall return. We're seeing all the same old signs. There's nothing new under the sun. What was going on in Noah's days is going on today. Men with men and women with women, and people getting married. Every time you turn around, somebody marrying somebody, and they're marrying strangers off the street, you might as well say. If you marry somebody you don't even know, you just meet them when you get to the altar. That's just like walking out here just grabbing somebody by the hand and say, okay, I'm going to marry you. Don't know a thing about them. That is deception. This nation has forgotten God. There's so much going on, so much filthiness, so much dirt, so much pollution going on around about you till you're so blind you cannot see. This is the enemy. This is his trap for you. This is the enemy's trap to kill, to steal, and to destroy you. Then the word of God just said he was cast out to the earth to deceive you. He said to deceive the whole world. You're a part of the world. You're in the world. We as the body of Christ, that's why it pays to get into the word of God, so that you will know. You'll know which way to go and which way not to go. It's important to have instructions, y'all. With everything that you buy has instruction. Whether you follow the instructions or not, it has instruction. And a lot of times things don't be put together right is because you didn't follow the instruction. The instructions is in the past for a reason. And sometimes you say, oh, well, I don't need instructions. I know how it go. And then you had to wind up retaking it down because it won't fit. So it's important that you get the instruction that the Word of God is trying to give. And here he's talking about how his two sons was in the church doing in and everything. And you see that today. In and everything goes. This inclusion stuff that came with the charismatic movement, which is charms, witchcraft, charismatic, charm, witchcraft in the house. It was outside the house. Witchcraft has always been around, but not in the house of God. That's why he had leaders to watch the gate, to protect you evil. That's why you have guards at the military gate to keep the enemy out. But you got to read the word. You got to seek God like never before. We're running out of time. He wants your soul. And if everybody running to the crowd and doing everything that everybody else is doing, God's not in it anyway. He said, few be that finds truth. Few. It's not going to be a lot of people on this straight and narrow path. So many are going to be on that road of destruction. You see a lot of people, I just want to do it because my neighbor doing it, my friend doing it, and they don't make it right. Because everybody's doing it, that should let you know that it's something wrong with it. I know I used to tell my kids, if you see a crowd, don't run to the crowd. Because a lot of time when you run to the crowd, it's trouble in the crowd. Somebody get the shooting, and everybody get scattering then. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy is in it. Trying to kill, steal, and destroy somebody's life. You see something going, you see a fight, everybody run to the fight. Because you want to see what's going on. And a lot of times, innocent people get killed for running to the fight. The crowd, running to the crowd. Run to Jesus, y'all. You're running out of time. The devil's trying every way he can to depopulate the earth. Young black men can't even drive down the street without the police stopping you and you getting killed for a taillight, a headlight. The stupid stuff. The enemy don't care. He don't love you. He's killing, stealing, and destroying. And then people doing all kinds of stuff that they should not be doing, running to the graveyard with flowers and balloons. Ain't nobody there. That's why they call it the remains. Their spirit is not there. They've gone to whoever they serve. And you out there singing to them and just dancing all around the graveyard. Then the Bible talks about it in the Bible and tells you don't do that. Don't get involved in witchcraft. These are spirits. You know, sorcery. Stay away from that stuff. Run for your life. Oh, I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy and his word for keeping me, covering me, protecting me and my house. I thank him on today. Hey, we go to a verse. I know I'm running out of time. I ran out of time a while ago and had to get over there. Okay. And verse 2 of the same chapter and verse 34, it says, And this shall be a sign unto them that they shall come upon these two sons, which was Hophni and Phinehas, and one day they shall die, both of them. There's consequences for the sin you're doing in the house of God. These two brothers died from running in there, messing with the women in the house of God, knowing they knew better. You know, and a lot of times these pastors know. They call them foolish shepherds because they sold out just like you to betray you for money. You give a millionaire, a billionaire, some money. That give somebody that ain't never had nothing down here in these little small towns, West Virginia and all these places where these people have been poor all their life, and somebody come up and offer them $1 million to betray you, to take you away from truth, and they ain't never had nothing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they signed their name. They signed their name. Yeah, they signed their name on that application. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, they sure did, and they signed it down there for you. It's just like people selling their soul to the devil. A lot of these musicians and singers and actresses and stuff, you heard them even on the radio talks telling you, you're going to do a lot of things. You're going to do a lot of things for this money. You think you're just getting this money for nothing? No, it's an exchange. Exchange what for your soul. People are exchanging for your soul. They said, well, hey, I'm going to live my best life right here, but hey, you're going to give an account. You're going to stand before a just judge and give an account. Stand before God. There's going to be books open and with your name be in it. Is you going to make heaven your home or hell? The choice is yours. The choice is yours, y'all. I hope that you make the right choice. Now, I was reading where these two brothers died. There was the consequences. There's consequences. The wages of sin is death, y'all. That's what happened to these two brothers for not listening to their father in the house of God and just start doing it and everything in God's house. God's not going to have it. And the same thing with these other two brothers that I was reading about in Leviticus chapter 10. Nadab and Abihu, these was two brothers. They were the sons of Aaron, and they did the same thing. They offered strange fire, strange things. There's some strange things going on up in the house of God, things that you've never seen before going on up in the house of God. People dressing half-naked in God's house with this woman down loose, and you look around, everybody loose now, everything. You go on Facebook and Instagram and all that. People don't talk about all your clothes. They have no respect. Where did this come from? Where did this come from? We better get ourselves in order. Get your house in order. Nadab and Abihu, they offered up strange fire in the house of God. They did the same thing that Eli's son did. Opened up strange thing. I don't know if they went in drunk or what. You know, couldn't think. My husband used to say, you get to drinking too much, you can't think it, you know? And it opened up strange fire in the house of God. And you know what happened to them? They was consumed too. These two brothers, they were consumed with fire. And they were killed. I mean, look, God is not just going to have anything going on in his house. We got to obey his order. He has rules. He has orders for his house. He has instructions. Everywhere is instruction. Even if you were going to college, you don't just go in. You got to register to get in. And that's a rule. They set a date for you to come in. But everywhere, you know, you can talk about rules and regulations, but God's house. Who could that be? Satan. You got to have rules on the road. If you didn't have rules on the road, everybody, it would be just chaotic. You didn't have no stop signs and go signs and yield. You know, and if you didn't have a sign where there's a cliff, or, you know, or water over the bridge, you go right into the water. But there's signs. There's signs. Can't you see the sign? Did you see the sign of the time? This is for your soul, y'all. Y'all better wake up. Run for your life. Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Closer than you think. You don't know where your end is. I don't know where my end is. I mean, you can walk out the door and fall dead. Or you can be in your house and fall dead. I mean, you can leave home and some people leave home and think you're just going up the street, going to the store, and don't even make it home. Come on, y'all. You're running out of time. Run for your life. Jesus is soon to come. He said, I'm coming back for a ready church. A ready church. How are you going to be ready without spot or wrinkle? You got to read the word. You got to seek God like never before. Ask the Lord. Say, search me, Lord. Just turn the light from heaven on my soul. It's a personal journey. Search me personally. Search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. And if you find anything, all these little no-harm things, these little things you think nobody sees, you ducking and dodging, running with men and running with women and saying, did you say? You say you say? You say you love God? You doing it and everything? Oh, no. Uh-uh. There are rules in God's house. There's a way that we should carry ourselves. There's a way we should walk and talk and live as Christians. You just can't do anything you want to do. I know they got this inclusionist. Like I said, they brought that in with the charismatic movement. You know, everybody can just do what you want to do, wear what you want to wear, say what you want to say, you know, go where you want to go. And, oh, old is but good is all. We going back. We taking it back. Going back to Egypt. That's where the sin was, in Egypt. And people just wearing stuff. I mean, they so bold with the snake now, with the serpent. But you forget that even though the enemy may have power. His power was not greater than God's power. When Moses threw down the rod and he Pharaoh saw his there, who's consumed who? Moses consumed his, right? So great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. Yeah, there are many things that are many ways that the devil's trying to trap you and deceive you, but there's not many ways to heaven, I tell you that. Only one way. Jesus is the way. He is the way, he's the truth, and he's life. And the devil knows that, and he knows that if he can keep you away from reading the word and seeking God for yourself, that you will be deceived. He said many shall be deceived in this last hour. It's just like when, as in the days of Noah, and in Lot, as in the days of Lot, you know, as in those days, so shall it be in our day. It's the same thing. It's nothing new under the sun. It's the same devil. It's the same demon using the same trick. You're just a different method. But it's the same devil. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. A lot of y'all could have been dead, but some of y'all have praying prayers and seeking God for you and asking God to protect you. And, you know, you never know who's praying for you. But one thing for sure, thank God somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I thank him for delivering me. I ain't been saved all my life, but God. He will change your life. He will come in and he will make you new. The old things you used to do, you won't want to do. You won't be saying, I'm going back to old days, but do it. I mean, bringing all of these filthy things, pollution off your altar of Baal. These people singing songs from way back, from the sidelights and the temptations, all that stuff. And yeah, and it is temptation. But yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. You know, but anyway, yeah, it's so much going on, and it just disturbed me. And I can imagine how disturbed Jesus is seeing all this stuff taking place in his house. After he's been so good to you, some of y'all were sick unto death, but God came by and touched you and healed your body because you said, Lord, if you heal me, you save me. I went on to see what he ended up being. And as soon as he raised you back up, you don't forget what he's done for you. But you say, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Some of y'all was at death door, you know, overdosing, over drugs, and, you know, and stuff, but God. And now you want to take a chance with your life with just doing in and everything that everybody else is doing around you? Wake up. Run. He wants those that he don't have back, and the ones that he got, he wants to keep. Now, we need to get this thing together. Jesus is soon to come, coming back for a ready church, without spots, without wrinkles. Somebody didn't want to go out of the house, where they might now, but years ago, if you had a spot on your shirt or a dress or something, and you were going out with your friend, and you saw, and they said, oh, girl, you got a spot on that. Oh, I got to go take this off. I can't be out there like this. I don't want nobody to see no spot on my clothes, girl. But now, the devil don't care. We see spots, wrinkles, folds, everything. You know? But time is winding up. Time is running out. The enemy of your soul wants you. You know how you see the military side say, Uncle Sam wants you? Well, Jesus wants you. He wants you. And not only wants you, he will keep you. He will protect you. He will save you. And then you can minister to those around about you and help them come out. I was once in. I was once blind. But now I see. Thank God I can see. Thank God somebody better see. Because you ain't got nobody around. You can't see the blind. Leaving the blind, we both gonna fall into the ditch. Somebody got to see. And the way you see is through the word of God. The word of God will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Run. Call upon him while he is near. In the book of Amos, it talks about how you're going to be wanting to run to the word, run and find a word, and not be able to find it. But while you can hear right now, while God is using people to bring the word to you now, and you know, and you need to respond. It's me, oh Lord.
I stand in the need of prayer. Is it you? Are you not tired of your old ways? Jesus is the best way. He is the best way. Jesus is the best way. And he's the only way. I know Jake's and all these, they don't sold out telling you there are many ways to God. How in the world are you going to change the word of God? It says, many shall be deceived. That's what they're being. But there's only one way to the true and living God. I know there's this new age stuff and false teaching and everything getting ready for the Antichrist to come on the scene with this one world religion and one world government. But Jesus said, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Yeah, y'all might be under this government right now, but hey, he said, and the government shall be upon his shoulder when the Prince of Peace shall return. But will you be ready? Will you be getting ready? Don't be like the five foolish. You're trying to get some oil. You better get it while you can now. While the blood running warm in your vein, while you're closing your right mind, while you got activities of your limb, where you are now that you know that you know, that you can know that you know, because there are a lot of people that's losing their mind, and a person that loses their mind don't know where they are. You're looking at them. You know where they are, but they are lost in mind. They don't know. So why the blood still running warm in your vein, you got activities of your limbs, call on him, seek him, why he may be found. I know I just lost my husband, and I tell you, the devil tried to, you know, get me to shut my mouth, but I'm still going to be calling on Jesus. I was calling on Jesus before I met my husband. I'll be calling on Jesus till I leave him. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. He may knock you down, but don't let him knock you no further than your knees and get back up and fight again. You must stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. The fight is for your soul. Stay in the race. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but them that endureth until the end. We must endure until the end, to the last breath. The devil going to be trying to talk to you and try to take your life and, you know, until you leave here. He's going to be wrestling for your soul. Don't let him do it. While the blood running warm in your vein, cold in your right mind, choose Jesus. Choose life over death. Oh, yes, choose life over death. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We ask that you minister to those that are here today. Unstop their ears that they may hear and help them to see, oh God, the signs of the time, that you're soon to come and that you're coming back for a ready church without spots, without wrinkles. Be ready, the ready church. You may call us here at 516-387-1963. You may call us at 516-387-1963. We thank you for being here today. Ready Church, be ready. This is the Ready Church. We're back. We're back. And we're here to give you an opening to discuss some of the things that we talked about earlier this morning. I pray that we were a blessing to you. As I said, time is running out and winding up, and Jesus is soon to come. And we here at the Ready Church would pray that we've been a blessing to you, to try to help you to keep your focus in an unfocused world with so much stuff going on around about us in this last hour. We know that the devil is playing for keeps. You don't have to let him, you know, take over your life. You know, we have choices in this life and in this world. We have choices. God has given us a choice to make heaven our home or to make the other place, hell, your home. But we pray today that you will not let hell be your home on today. There's no excuse. There would be no excuse, because there are still men and women, true men and women, that are still preaching truth in this last hour, standing on that same word that's been out for years, over 2,000 years ago. It's the same word. The word don't change. It's I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. So at this time, we ask that you call 516
387-1963. You may call us at 516-387-1963. At this time, do we have a caller? Praise the Lord. You're on the line.
Thank you, Jesus.
To God be
glory. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Give me a chance to express what you've heard today. I pray that it was a blessing in your life, and I pray that you'll keep your focus in this last hour. So much going on.
Yes, it was really a blessing in my life. I thank God for the word. Like you said, everything else is going down today but the word of God. And I thank God you came from 1 Samuel, talking about Eli and his sons and what was taking place in the house of God. And it's just like that today. People can see the things that are still going on in the house, but yet still remain in the house. And they know that things that are going on in the house is not according to the word of God. So like you stated earlier, that it's very important that people get in their Bible and know the word for yourself. And
that's
we thank
it.
God for the Ready Church that you all are still preaching truth and preaching the uncompromised word of God on today.
Paul, are you there?
I'm up here.
I see. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Oh, we got a brother up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How are you?
Amen. I'm all right.
Amen. All right. Well, what did the word do for you today?
It always do a lot for me.
All right. What did you get from the word this morning?
Different meanings. But the world has changed, and you got to watch folks, and you got to try to cope with the world of all this crazy stuff going on.
Yes. That's true. The world is ever changing. But thank God, his word is still the same. So if his word is still the same, he's still the same. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. He'll save our souls. He'll save your soul. And he's the only one to make you whole. He's the only one can make you whole. He's the only one can complete your life. You know, a lot of people have been held on to things that happened in their past, you know, their home life, their school life, where, you know, your work life and all these things that comes at you from day to day, you know. But Jesus is the only one going to help us in this last hour. We thank you for calling, caller.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you
for calling. We have another caller online. Paul, are you there?
Yes, Miss Nikki.
All right, Miss Nikki. What do you get for the word? Hallelujah.
Your title says it all. Time is winding up. And Jesus,
amen.
We just have to make sure we get our house in order and do the right thing and ask God into our life and, you know, live the Christ-like way. So we can make heaven our home, because we know for sure that Jesus, you know, that Jesus is soon to come. Because, you know, when it hits your household, that's when it really hits you and lets you know that you need to get your life together. You look at other people and say, oh, they lost their parent or they lost this, you know, different loved ones. But until it hits your home, then it really affects you even more.
That's
so.
Thank
God for the word. Thank God for how you stand strong. And I know without God, you wouldn't be able to make it this far. So I just thank God for keeping you and our family and the support of our church family and other people, because it's truly been a blessing during this rough journey. But I know God is going to continue to give us strength through it all.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, it's self-examination time, and I thank God for my children, you know, being able to come in and speak, you know. So many parents, you know, not standing up in this last hour. They that preach the gospel must live the gospel. We must, you know, people are constantly watching our lives, and especially at home. You know, this thing started at home and then spread abroad. You know, we try to save the world. Start in your house. you know, this thing starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is your training ground at home. It's your church home, at your house, you know. Well, we thank God.
Yeah.
We thank God for you this evening. And we love you, and we're praying for you here at the Ready Church. And help us all, Lord, just to be ready. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, God, for all those that came in today. God, I pray that you continue to minister to their hearts, continue to strengthen them, oh, God. Uncover their eyes, God, from the things that are not right, oh, God, and their ears. Help their ears to be sensitive to your voice, for there are many voices in the land. But, God, you told us to call on your name, and you shall save us from all of our sins. And we thank you for that one today. And we pray that the joy of the Lord will continue to be their strength. We pray for those that didn't come in on today, but will hear this word, God, that it will make a difference, oh God, that you will cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Touch our families and touch our loved ones all around about us, God. Those, even our enemies on today. We pray for them, oh God, that you will save, set free, and deliver in this last hour. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil defeated, y'all.
Amen.
God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. I think we have another caller.
We thank God for the message and the messenger.
We got a lot of things lined up, you know, that we want to discuss. And we want you to hear. You know, a lot of time I get up here and I talk about, you know, what this one has said and that one has said. Well, I'm trying to line it up that you can hear it from their own mouth. You know, the Bible talks about dumb dogs, you know, and there's been a lot of that going on in the house of God. And that the word says that. The word calls them a dumb dog, not me. And Jesus called them vipers and snakes, you know. So he had to warn the people. We have to warn them, you know. So, yeah, God hates sin, you know. And he loves the person, but he hates the sin. And he will set you free on today. And God bless you, the Ready Church. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Love y'all.
Love you too.